नमस्कार, वेलकम बैक टू येट अनदर एडिशन ऑफ पॉपुलर ऑडियो टॉक सीरीज ड्यूरिंग वर्ल्ड स्पेस वीक सेलिब्रेशंस 2020 एट नेशनल रिमोट सेंसिंग सेंटर हैदराबाद. लेट मी आस्क यू अ क्वेश्चन. हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैव सीन मूवी ग्रेविटी वेयर द पीसेस ऑफ सैटेलाइट कोलाइड विथ अदर स्टेशन कॉजिंग हैवॉक? हैव यू एवर वंडर्ड व्हाट स्पेस डेब्रीज आर? टुडे इन टॉक सीरीज मिस्टर सुब्बा राव, General Manager, Range Tracking System from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota, will tell you all about space debris. Mr. Subba Rao, please.
Good wishes to all on the occasion of Space Week 2020. I am going to talk on space debris. Generally, space debris are defined as any object in Earth orbit that doesn't have useful purpose. Space debris mainly consists of spacecraft that have either failed or reached the end of their useful life, orbiting rocket bodies, mission-related bodies, and fragmented bodies. Around 22,000 space objects are catalogued in low Earth orbits and geostationary Earth orbits. All the space objects accounted are of size of 10 centimeter or greater in size. Of course, there are space debris lesser than this size, but tracking is not possible due to the measurement instrumentation limitation. The debris life period depends on its initial altitude of its orbit. Lifetime of the space debris at various altitudes, for example, debris of 300 kilometers altitude may have 1 month lifetime, 400 kilometers altitude may have 1 year lifetime, 500 kilometers altitude may have 10 years lifetime, above than 500 kilometers may have decades or centuries orbital lifetime. Orbital velocities are directly related to altitude. Objects in low altitude orbits move faster than objects in high altitude. Orbital velocities in LEO is around 8 kilometers per second, whereas in GEO around 3 kilometers per second. What is the risk with this space debris? Satellites or launch vehicles face the danger of close approach by the space debris. These debris may hit the satellite or launch vehicle in its course of travel. Hence, space debris tracking and prediction of close approach are necessary to plan this type of collision avoidance maneuvers for them. How to track space debris? Space debris in LEO are generally tracked by the radars, whereas in GEO by telescope. Current capacity of tracking measurements is to track 1 meter size debris in GEO, 10 centimeter size in LEO. For space debris object tracking, there is generally a prior information available, such as NASA two-line orbital elements, that is called TLEs, and approximate size of the objects in terms of radar cross-section. The radar beam is pointed to a predetermined position in space, and the object is tracked after detection and observation vectors are collected. The main components of observations are time, azimuth angle, elevation angle, range, range rate, echo amplitude and phase data. The tracking data can be used to refine the object orbit for further use for close approach analysis. This mode is called target directed and is used with knowledge of object orbit. There is another method that is called beam park method, in which the radar antenna beam is maintained in a fixed direction and the small size debris passing through beam are counted and characterized. Like this, we can make the data related to space debris. For both methods, there will be a lot of inaccuracies due to measurements taken at different times, conditions, aspect angles, etc. So, multiple measurements in multiple passes may improve the orbital elements' accuracies. There are different types of radars in the world to observe the space debris. USA has Haystack radar and Cobra Dyne radar, whereas Germany is having tracking and imaging radar that is called TIRA. JAXA, Japan has KSGC radar, all are phased radars. Then what India is having? All our live satellites in space are to be space guarded from the risk of these space debris collision. To accomplish that, all the space debris should be tracked and position to be estimated. This is known as space situation awareness. ISRO activity on space situation awareness started and being regularly used for the launch and satellite operations. For space debris monitoring, ISRO developed multi-object tracking radar that is called MOTR, commissioned in SDSCR. The main objective is to track 0.1 square meter objects in LEO at 800 kilometers range. ISRO has started NETRA, that is Network for Tracking Radars, which carry out all space situation awareness activities by coordinating all ISRO work centers. Thanking you all.
So, I am sure you all are clear about hazards of space debris. Thank you, Mr. Subbarao. Before I end today's session, let me remind you that we will be back at 11 a.m. tomorrow with a talk on satellite data reception. Take care. Jai Hind.